tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai haere mai e te whānau, e te iwi ki tēnei wahanga, haka pitipiti kōrero o tātou kuaka, mārangaranga, ko hau ko te ikanui kingi waiaua, he mihi aroha tūnei. Welcome back whānau to our show, kuaka mārangaranga, and joining with me on the phone this morning, I have Rhonda Halliday, crossing to her now. Rhonda, tēnā koe and welcome to Radio Te Hiko Te Ika.
Ai, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Rhonda. A little bit about yourself, please. Your marae, your maunga, your iwi.
My marae is parawhenua. We're Tūri Tanita me Ngāti Hineira. Maunga is Te Hauahu Maunga. Our blood and bone is also from the Kirikiri Inlet.
Kia ora. Yeah. Kia ora. Tēnā koe, Rhonda. Your mahi in the area of toi, in the area of the arts, you've been doing this for a little while now, is that correct?
Yeah, in my medium.
Yes.
Of uku. Yes. Oh, yeah.
When did you start, please? When did you get an interest in uku?
I started doing my degree back in 98, and the first year was at the Kirikiri Polytech, and I learnt under Maria Timoko back then, yeah. And so that was my introduction to clay and just fell in love with it.
Tēnā koe. What was the spark of the interest of the desire to follow uku or to learn about uku, please?
It was a medium that you could manipulate and work with and move around and become part of it. It sounds really weird. and then also, as part of our studies, we would sort of study other artists in that medium, and that's when I sort of was introduced to Manos Nathan and Colleen Ehrlich, and then that followed into the Ngakainga Uku Collective.
Kia ora, kia ora. So after your time at Kirikiri, what happened then, please?
Did the first year at Kirikiri and then commuted to the Whangarei campus for the last 2 years and graduated in 2000. And while I was there, that's when I got introduced to Manos and Colleen, and they sort of took me and others under their wing. And they supported us with our uku.
Tēnā koe. So let's talk a little bit about the time with Manos and Colleen. We know a little bit about them. Can we listen to your experience with working with them? What was it like when you first met them, going through the training process, please?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it just about chokes me up even thinking about them. They were just such an amazing couple of people that it just influenced my life as well as many other people's lives here as well as overseas because of who they were and what they did for us in the arts, Māori arts in particular. I miss them terribly.
Tēnā koe, let me jump in while you're talking because I understand. I've watched your journey with them and as a whānau from the north looking at your mahi, what were they talking about with you in terms of finding your voice and shouting your artistic voice from the mountains?
It's really keeping true to yourself and your stories and what you have to say and what you have to share. Learning what you can and then giving it back. So that was really their stories in a very small nutshell.
Kia ora, kia ora. The desire to do the medium of uku, looking at shapes, wahine Māori, I think of some of the work that I've seen of you, I'm not trying to categorise it, but just it made me think of papatuanuku, it made me think of the earth. What were you processing or wanting to show and exhibit the wairua I'm trying to ask, Rhonda, of your mahi?
Yeah. Well, back in 98 when I first did the course, part of doing the course is learning about the Treaty of Waitangi and finding out who you are. And it was the first time I'd ever been introduced to it, and I knew about it, I wasn't growing up, I brought up Māori, we weren't growing up to learn about this piriti, so it was fascinating to me to know that here's some New Zealand history that I didn't even know anything about and needed to sort of find out how I could fit within that. How was I part of this? So that made me start researching my own whakapapa, our own history, our actual history, because we never got taught any of that in schools, you see. So that's where it started from, and it was a matter of coming out of one shell. This is where the work first started coming from.
Killed up.
So an emergence of coming out of your shell, learning who you are, but still being reluctant to be born. You know what I mean? That you have all those pleasures and pains when you start researching some real hardcore stuff in our history. Stuff that you need to hear about, but sometimes you really don't want to hear it, but you need to.
Kilda.
But that helps you grow as a person and as an artist, and that's what was happening to me. So it was about being reborn and looking at things with new perspectives, new eyes, new directions. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Rhonda. Again, with some of the pieces that you've created, I love how you can see like a foot or a hand or some of the mahi like that. Where did that whakaaro come from? What? It's awesome.
Oh, it was all based around that research, the research about the history, about who I am, from where I've come from. And it's not only from my Māori side, but also my Pākehā side, because I'm not me without both of those whānau. So I acknowledge both my Māori and my Pākehā side. And it's those relationships that we can have on a positive level rather than the negative stories that we have or our negative histories that we have between our Māori and Pākehā whānau. The history side of it.
Yes.
So I was trying to put a positive, always try and keep a positive spin on the relationships that we have, because we are that positive product of our history.
Kia ora.
And it was always about that process and having that hardship and coming to terms with, but embracing and enjoying and loving who we are.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Can I turn to your relationship with Whaia Colleen, please? What did Whaia Colleen teach you? What are some of the things that she passed on to you, please, Rhonda?
Oh my gosh, just so many levels. It was not even one thing about the Iku. It wasn't one thing about even the Ngātore Festival. It was just such a multitude of levels and different things. It's just interesting to be around and to watch, to listen, to learn. And she was always really giving. And you just soak that all up. And in the end, I just called her my uku mother. And that's what she was to me.
Tēnā koe. I understand that you'll be working as a curator at Toi Ngāpuhi. Can you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, it's been pretty full on since Colleen and Manos passed away in spring. That was in September, and sort of picked up where we had left off anyway, because we were both working together on it. But we've always had this fantastic team that works with us as well, which is makes the Ngākore Festival, the Toi Ngākore Exhibition, the success it's always been every year, and it's, each year it's actually got stronger and stronger and better as well. And that can only be done with a really awesome team.
Tēnā koe. So I was talking with Andrea, and she very kindly told me that people like BJ that are better than talking, better than her at the talking side of things, and
definitely.
And she was talking a little bit about what she's going to try and do and work in within the team, just like how you're saying. So where is the team looking towards you to do what, please, Rhonda?
Like you're saying, I've picked up the baton, so to speak, from where we and Colleen left off and carrying on with it. So it's a matter of coming together as a group, making that plan, making sure everything's going to run smoothly, getting all the walls and furniture all set up where we transform the school gymnasium into a world-class exhibition. Then DJ's part of the design team, well, he's our head designer, and they're going to place the work so that they all can talk to each other and have beautiful conversations and a visual delight for people to come in and see on hopefully opening night on Wednesday the 27th. And then we as a group will also be there to curate, so we'll have questions about the artists that people might want to ask us, and we can talk about the artwork, hopefully sell a lot of artwork, and promote Toi Ngāpuhi, because we have so many amazing artists in Ngāpuhi, right, both from emerging right up to professional and or everything in between, really. So it's a real supportive exhibition, this one. We brought it back home to Ngāpuhi here.
Tēnā koe, I hear you, and I'm excited. One of the reasons why for us in the far north here, as a reo irirangi Māori, wanting to talk to our artists and promote our mahi for specifically that purpose. So on from the Ngāpuhi Festival, what's ahead for you, please, Rhonda?
What do you mean, sorry?
I'm talking about picking up after the festival, Ngāpuhi Festival, and moving on through 2016. What other projects are in front of you for 2016, please, Rhonda?
The next project for the Taitokiro Māori Arts Collective, for some of us.
Or for yourself? What are you doing?
Oh, for myself?
Yeah.
We've got the Festival of Pacific Arts that are coming up, which is the next massive event that Creative New Zealand is organising, and that's over in Guam. That's our next mission, really. Personally, on a personal level, it's about trying to make more mahi, actually, finding the time to get into my uku once the Ngāpuhi Festival is finished, because, as you know, this is it's all of a more of a paperwork, hands-on, organising phone calls, computers, all that side of it. So I'm really looking forward to getting back into the uku, getting my hands dirty in my shed, and downloading into my uku, because that's just, it's where I feel most relaxed.
Tēnā koe.
So get some work sorted, done and ready, so that anything that does arise this year, which is new exhibitions coming up, making sure I've got some work for it, actually.
Kia ora. Rhonda, coming back to the Toi Ngāpuhi, I understand that we're going to see different mediums there. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, we're going to have the uku. We're going to have the painters, paintings. We're going to have printers. We're going to have sculpture, jewellery, stone, the whole medium range. Whole vast medium of beautiful, stunning works that I've just seen a little bit of, sneaky peeks of. So when we unwrap the works and hang them, it's almost like Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds awesome, Rhonda.
Beautiful.
Gilda. Hey, in terms of purchasing pieces, if a person can't write a check right at that time, what are some ways that you know of that artists can accept, or that, I mean, do you guys do time payment and stuff like that?
Oh, it's too tricky, really, to organise, because once the Ngāpuhi Festival is finished, it's finished.
Yeah.
It's not an art gallery that carries on every day.
Yeah.
So it's preferable that if you want to buy an artwork, because it's once every 2 years,
Kia ora.
That it's a really good chance to put that pūtea aside, make sure you've got some pūtea to come to the exhibition, you find something you like, buy it. Honestly, buy it on a day, because once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah, so that's cash, check, EFTPOS.
Tēnā koe. I hear you. Thank you so much for your time and talking to me. I appreciate the mahi that you are putting into with others to make Toi Ngāpuhi 2016 everything it can be. And Rhonda would like to have an ongoing conversation with you in terms of following your mahi. And I understand, yes, off to Guam and represent Aotearoa in the group that is travelling over to Guam for the Pacific Arts Festival. So again, for the next couple of days in terms of the mahi and the very long hours that you are putting in, please understand that we on this side are looking forward to coming, and I wish nothing but the best for our Toi Ngāpuhi, indeed for the Ngāpuhi Festival that's nearly upon us.
Yeah, just about here. And I just hope that me and the group have done Manos and Colleen proud, who started this Toi Ngāpuhi, setting it up, curating it, organising it, right from 2008, I think it was. So let's do them proud, I reckon.
Tēnā koe.
And for Ngāpuhi, definitely.
Tēnā koe. Again, Colleen, again, Rhonda, thank you for your time. I think of Whaia Colleen and Whaia Manos, and know that they're definitely here with us in spirit, and thank you again for your time.
Oh, kia ora.
Kia ora, noho ora mai. Ko te reo kōrero tērā e te whānau, Rhonda Halliday, talking to us about Toi Ngāpuhi, her mahi as a curator at this year's Toi Ngāpuhi, and also a little bit about the experience, her experience as a Northland artist exhibiting here nationally, and also mahi going forward. Stay with us. This is our station, Radio Te Hiku o Te Hika, talking about issues locally, regionally, internationally, ngā kaupapa katoa, kia mau tonu mai.